Tell me your flower story.
My name is Aja Lyons, and this is my flower story. In 2010, I was attending Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C., and I was working at a Petco in Forestville, Maryland, every Sunday. And at the time, I was dating a woman named Tia, who I would eventually marry. And she was back home in Houston, and so we were doing the long-distance thing. Well, it was around our anniversary, and I was at work one day, and all of a sudden, this delivery person shows up, and he had this really cute brown teddy bear and a large bouquet of red roses. And I was just totally floored, and the delivery guy says, you know, is Aja here? And I'm like, yeah, I'm right here. And gives them to me, and I'm like, what? And I look at the card, and it's beautiful note, and, you know, I love you, I miss you, happy anniversary, Tia, and something to that effect. And I start crying. And then, and I was working in the dog grooming salon at Petco. And so one of the groomers pretended to give the bear a groom with the clippers. The flowers were absolutely stunning. And that was something Tia liked to do. She liked to give me flowers and especially surprise me with flowers. And I didn't see it coming. And, you know, it was we'd been together at that point for 3 years. And we were doing fairly well with the long distance thing. I had to leave for Thanksgiving and winter break. But I want to say this was around October. So we hadn't seen each other yet. And it was just a lovely surprise. And it was beautiful. And I loved it. And I do have a second flower story. This one's more recent. So I became a mother in 2018. But I never received a Mother's Day gift at all from anyone. And this most recent Mother's Day, I got a knock on the door and a delivery from a local Boone florist. And I received lovely vase of flowers, just a nice mixed bouquet. A guy I was dating named Christopher with a K and an F. I remember we'd been talking. I don't know how it came up, but I mentioned that I'd never gotten a Mother's Day gift. And I knew it was from him. So I called him up and I was crying. Because I hadn't gotten flowers in a really long time, and I had never gotten a Mother's Day gift of any kind, not so much as a card. And he says, yeah, well, you know, you told me you hadn't had a Mother's Day gift ever, and we couldn't have that. It was just so kind, and he works for this agency in Des Moines with people with disabilities. He's one of the direct support professionals. Really busy guy. But, you know, he stopped and took the time to have flowers sent to me, and I loved it. And I will say that year, with the help of family friend, my son did give me a card and flowers. He goes to tutoring, and the tutoring service, had him write a Mother's Day card. So technically, I did get a gift, it was Saturday before Mother's Day, from my son with help from others, and that was nice. But I still consider the bouquet from the guy I was dating my real first Mother's Day gift. You know, it was unprompted from someone else.
Do you believe flowers are essential?
I believe flowers are essential, not just because of the aesthetic they add to a physical landscape, but obviously the environmental repercussions of plant life and flora that are so important. Obviously, save the bees. But I think that flowers are as important to human life, animal life, as music and the trees. All of this affects our brain chemistry in so many ways. And the fact that people smile when they see flowers. And Lord, I mean, we know what smiling does for you physically, mentally. Flowers are important. And I don't want to think about what this world would look like or be like to experience without their presence. I mean, that's honestly terrifying.
If you were a flower, what would you be and why?
As a native Texan, I want to say probably a blue bonnet. More than likely some type of wildflower. Possibly an African violet, if I were to think of myself as a lot classier than I really am. Or an orchid, because I can be a little particular. But more than likely some kind of funky wildflower.